How hot is hot?
Here I am, R-A-W.
Radio, take a listen, what you're missing personally.
R-A-W.
Radio, TV, and even the press. Say what's the meaning of
R-A-W.
Radio, newspapers, TVs, spreading.
R-A-W.
Radio, 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 nonstop.
Bro, I'ma give it to ya. Bro, I'ma give it to ya.
I make sure everything remains raw. I make sure everything remains raw.
Radio, 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 nonstop.
And the radio, that's when my record's on. You wanna know why? Because I'm on the
radio. You got it. You call the right station, and here it is.
Here we go. It's official. It is an official Naked Entertainment takeover of Raw Radio. I hope everybody paying attention. This your boy C. Daniels, followed by my man
Sugar Bear in the building. Listen, man, it's Naked Entertainment, the number one adult entertainment underground movement in the state. We looking for the country next. And oh, listen, we got one more person. We got one more person in the building as part of the team. Listen, real quick.
We got your girl,
VPO.
That's Naked Nightlife.
Naked
That's
Nightlife.
Naked All
Melody. Let's go.
That's Naked Sympathy.
In the building.
Taking over every scene of entertainment that you can think of.
Ow!
Let's go.
Yeah, this is DJ Rock. We back with Raw Radio. Just to let y'all know, we're going to pause that whole intro. Because I'm going to keep it real. Six niggas, one female. Ain't nobody naked up in here.
No, we ain't naked.
But,
not yet.
But. No. Pause.
Shout out to
Moscato. Yeah, but big shout to Naked Entertainment. They in the building. They going to bug out with us all night long.
Let's go.
You dig? You dig?
And we have our special guest, three-year-old DJ in the building. Little Miss Mama, come over here real quick and let the people know what's going on. It's your time to talk. What's your name, girl?
Hi,
right here. AKA DJ Ty Ty in the building.
Say, in the building.
Say what's up, people.
Hello.
Alright. Oh yeah. And of course, you know, this is DJ Rock, but you also know I got my man in the building.
Yes indeed, yes indeed. You know, it's another week for you people. This is Raggedy Andy coming to you the airways, you know, as I'm, you know, enjoying one of our sponsors of the night, you know, the Coors Light Brew. You know, I'm just, you know, partaking in this little alcoholism, as my other partner would say. We don't go to meeting, we just cope. You know what I'm saying? It is, you know, or as I like to say, I'm not a quitter, you know what I mean? So
all right.
You know, I was told I was supposed to give this up for Lent, but that didn't work out. But you know. Yo, as y'all can hear, man, it's more of a love movement today, man. You know what I'm saying? We got these, you know, three nice individuals that decided to come check us out, man. We're just happy that they came through, you know, checking out, you know, what we doing. Actually, they held us up, man. You heard they said it's an official takeover, you know what I'm saying?
It's official.
That's
takeover.
Why I got the mic so late, you know what I mean? Y'all still didn't even hear from my man, FBF, over there, you know what I'm saying? What's good, FBF?
Yeah, man, I'm in the house. I'm chilling, man. We got
you sober?
Yeah.
Are you sober?
Yeah, man. What's going on, baby? Raw Radio in the house, man. Bring
listen, man, book. listen. I got my family with me. I got my brother, the CEO of Naked Entertainment, C. Daniels III. I got my niece, C.I. Twilly, the VPO. I'm the battery. I'm just the battery. Listen, man, between Twitter, Facebook, social cam, Instagram, Skype, whatever you need. Oh, shout out
tag.
To Deja, Miss Boss B, man. Deja,
about
shout
tag.
Out to Deja. Miss Boss, I'm sorry. She can't be. That's our social innovator. She couldn't be here right now, but she in the building. You know what I'm saying? In spirit, everything else.
You know, it's good to see you, man. You ever keep in contact with Marty?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, actually, yeah. You know, it's funny. Marty had a birthday party a couple weeks ago. Oh, no, shit, about a month ago. And other than that, he came up to me and my brother. We was promoting for the show, and he hollered at us. He's still doing music.
That's good.
Marty's still
That's
doing
good,
music. Man. Shout out to XL, XLP, Fade Posse. You know what I mean? Dizzy Devil right here, man. Dizzy Devil in the building.
Yeah.
Dizzy Devil in the building. Hey, I got a question, though. Fellas.
Yeah.
Just so y'all know, my brother, the CEO, C. Daniels, brainstormed something. He came up with another division of Naked Entertainment. It's one of the newest divisions called Naked Femme Fatale. Now, what Naked Femme Fatale is, we get some of the baddest chicks from around the country. to come to perform for y'all. And it's, you know, it's whatever goes. They green light ladies. Anybody that's been in the game know what green light ladies is. It's Triple X. So I want to see all y'all at the next show, man.
Oh, we down for that. That's right up my alley, man. Always have been. Always have been.
And, of course, I go by the infamous name of DJ Sean Touch. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to these young black entrepreneurs, man. These guys are one of the guys that gave me my first start in DJing for the clubs back in the day when we used to do the first Naked Reviews, man. And now. Now, man. Well, my man C. Daniels came like, yo, we need a DJ, man. I heard you do your thing, man. Come on down. I was like, what you about to do? It's like, well, we're about to do, you know, you need to just play the music for the dancers right now. I'm like, man, what the hell are you talking about? But, you know, we went down there, man. Yo, man, these cats, man, they got something going, man. These guys got something going, man. Because when these, you know, entertainers come to y'all, man, y'all ladies go crazy. And when I say crazy, crazy's not even half the word, man. These guys definitely know how to bring a show, put on a show for all the events. So I can just imagine when the Femme Fatale, right? When the Femme Fatale come, cats, y'all about to lose your minds because I know how they do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to, in a period of time, we're going to be talking to them briefly and getting more acquainted with the entertainment of Naked Entertainment and let you know what the 585 is doing. You know what I'm saying? Rochester, that's best. So in the meantime, in between time, you know, we're going to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yo, I'm glad to hear that we got this popping off. I just got my income tax back, too.
Yes,
for real, sir. Boy.
Yes, sir. We got singles all day. Change for whatever, brother.
Yo, I'll be there all night. What?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Uncle Sam.
Listen, also, I want y'all to listen real quick. Listen, I don't have him talk a lot, but when he talk, it's powerful. My brother C. Dave is the CEO. Let him know about Pandemonium, man. Y'all talk about Pandemonium, baby.
Pandemonium. Listen, for the first time ever, we doing an official Rock City lockdown. We are shaking up the city. I'm bringing about 6 to 8 of the baddest DJs to celebrate my man's 630 birthday. It is official Pandemonium. Everybody who is anybody will be in the building. You got everybody from the Grand Imperial. You got everybody from Maestro to Ghetto Blaster to JK to 630 to Tiger Tide to DJ Sight to all coming in one spot, one stage, shutting it down at one time. Never been done. Pandemonium. This thing go down since the 80s, man. I brought this idea from the 80s from Fresh Fest and all that. You know what I mean? You got cats get on stage and just tear it down. We bringing it back for 2000s. You know what I mean? This is our version. I still feel like I'm a part of the old school. I'm younger, but I was a part of that old school. The older heads, you know, raised me up and taught me about the old school hip hop, the raw radio and all that. So what we doing is I'm trying to bring my version of that, bring it back to the streets and get it popping. That's what's going down. March 25th, it is going down at Club Roar. If they're not there, what's going on, CC?
Well, one big, big, big statement he forgot to mention is the Pandemonium Party falls under Naked Nightlife.
Naked Nightlife.
Naked Nightlife is very new to the Naked Entertainment family.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a very, very, very powerful aspect of the Naked Nightlife.
Movement.
The Naked family.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Very.
This is my chance to show my uncles what I'm made of.
Right.
And they're letting me off my leash to
let
just go out, rock out, and see what I could do.
Right.
My goal is to beat all of their goals. My goal is to have 600 or better in the building.
Cute. Aww.
To beat their goals. you see how they all that's cute.
You know, cause you know.
We keep it in the family. We keep it competitive at all times. But like my uncle said, it's 6 to 8 DJs coming in to show 630 love, coming in to show Naked Entertainment love. You know, my uncle been doing this for 6 years. My uncle's been doing this for 6 years.
Mm.
And now we're trying to branch out to something new, something fun, something to bring, you know, some more life to Rochester. Everybody always complains there's nothing to do. This is history in the making. We have 2 parties, 1 birthday, 1 location, 1 time.
It's going down.
8 DJs. Come out, have fun, man. All ages. Nobody's excluded. Long as you old enough to get in the club.
Long as you're legal.
Long as you're legal, you can be in the building.
Shout out to the city of Rochester holding down the liquor authorities.
But yeah, Naked Nightlife is very new, but Naked Nightlife is out there. The word is definitely out there, and it's not one person that I haven't walked past and said, oh, you know about Naked Nightlife? Girl, I'm in that. Don't even worry about it. I've got my ticket.
Right.
It's out there, man. We just trying to do something new with Naked.
That's it, man. Trying to make it happen, man. That's it.
Okay, okay. Well, we might as well get into a little bit of the interview
now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So first I want to ask you, Mr. C. Daniels, where did you start with this whole vision of doing this promotion?
Huh. Well, I'm going to tell you that everything kind of happened by mistake. Okay. My original plan is I wanted to do concerts. That's it. I wanted to do concerts. I wanted to bring rappers, singers. I saw these big events and I was like, I wanted to do them, but I was broke. I had no money.
We still broke.
Yeah, we broke, man. You talk about a shoestring budget, I'm telling you. So what happened was somebody gave me this grand idea. Was like, listen, dog, you need to do some strippers. But you're going to do male strippers. I said, what? Right. So I said, what? Male? He said, listen, it's cheap. Try it out. See if it'll work. So we jumped in the arena. I said, you know what? I'm going to do one show, get my money up, see, you know, and then I'm going to get into doing these concerts. Then my first show took probably the biggest loss that I could ever take in business. But the show was so crazy. It was so crazy. You talking about, like, I've been to strip shows with fellas and everything, seen these ladies, what have you. We all do our thing. But females in a building,
they y'all got to remember something, too. This Sugar Bear, by the way. Listen, when my brother say a loss was 200-some-odd people. Right. So you got shows that happen where only 20-some-odd people come. A loss to him at the time was 200-some-odd people.
Right.
So we gotta keep everything in perspective.
Yeah, and it was a loss to me because, you know, when you first start the game, you think, okay, I'm gonna get in, I'm gonna put a commercial on the radio, 1,000, 10,000 people gonna come and I'm gonna be wealthy, I'm gonna be rich, and I'm gonna start my empire. And so when I had my expectation of 1,000 and got a couple hundred, it was a loss to me. But then I saw the reaction and I said, you know what? It's an opening. So I'm going to jump in. I'm going to try it again. I'm going to at least make my money back. We're going to try it and make my money back. And it was a loan. Somebody loaned me. It wasn't even my money. But he saw it and he was like, listen, man, this thing got feet on it. And we're going to run it back again and see what happened. Ran it back. I was able to pay everybody back. The second show was bananas. That's when we met you. And I was like, listen, Sean Touch, man, I need a DJ to come through. But I'm going to have to warn you, brother. This show is different. This ain't your ordinary hip hop. So yeah, I had to kind of talk him into this thing. You know, he wasn't really feeling it too tough. You feel me? But he got in, he did his thing, he tore it down. He was our first DJ to ever come in and really do what he did. You know what I mean? So he set it off. Had the music popping, the women going, and the women. You can test this touch, brother. Them women go bananas, man. I'm talking about, listen, man.
Tell them how many women was there. Y'all forget, tell me.
We had about, 350, 400 that day, something like that.
And it was an end,
waiting to
and,
get in.
And it was in a blizzard.
It was in a blizzard.
In a blizzard, and it was a line down the corner. I'm gonna interrupt my brother for a second.
Sir.
The one thing that we gotta remember about that with the Sean Touch thing was I'm gonna take props for that. Because my brother came to me. Actually, I was a photographer at the first show.
Show up.
My brother said, yo, I said, I'm gonna come hold you down because I was familiar with doing the shows. I said, I'm gonna take pictures and make me some money. He said, shit, eat. Just give me XYZ, come eat, baby. You know, we family.
Right.
I saw some things I liked, some things I didn't like, but he couldn't do everything. The weight of the world was already on his shoulders because he was in somebody else's pockets. So I started taking notes, mental notes. And the one thing I definitely know he needed was a hot-ass DJ. So I was like, yo, listen, my man, this one we was both working at BZ Dub. You know what I'm saying? I ain't giving him no free plugs. So if you don't know, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? We both at BZ Dub. And I said, yo, listen, my brother need a hot DJ. I know you a hot DJ because you was rocking with Team Invasion for a little bit. I said, yo, you come and get some more exposure, crazy exposure, where you rock out the whole night. You ain't opening for nobody. My brother does what he do. My brother word game is crazy. My brother, I said, I don't know how you going to feel being around a bunch of naked niggas. So
there was a lot of talking going on. You feel what I'm talking about?
My brother did what he do, and basically, Sean Touch was the first official naked DJ, naked entertainment DJ, and he tore it down. He held us down for a while.
Yeah.
A while. Then he got Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, we started doing movies Hollywood. And all that. You know what I mean?
Shows and
I ain't got time for you, brother.
Radio, then he got Hollywood. So, you know.
He's like, I'm done with y'all, fellas.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, it was good, man. It was a good time. We learned a lot. We went through a little hiatus. I'm going to go a little bit about that. We went through a hiatus. We had a little situation that happened at the club. Some lies that we got banned for a year and a half, man.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
Where we couldn't do a show. Wow. And there was a lot of shows. Right. A lot of shows going down at that time. I mean, you had radio stations doing shows. I ain't going to plug everybody, but radio stations were doing shows. Other local promoters were doing shows. Everybody saw the wave.
Right, I'm about to say
that.
I saw a lot of copycats coming through.
On the wave. Now, obviously, I wasn't the first person to ever do that, but the way we were doing it, yeah, we had a huge following. Inconsistency, back to back to back.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been in the nightlife game in Rochester 20 years strong, so nobody was consistent as us.
Right.
And after the hiatus, it's funny you mentioned that. My brother, I'll never forget it, we were staying together at the time, and I was going through a personal crisis about 5.5-6 years ago.
Right.
And he had just made a shitload of money. like just dumbing out, spending wild money. But he came to me and he said, yo, we had after the little incident that we really can't speak on, but unless you want to, it's up to him. But after that, he came to me and said, yo, I want to do these shows again. I want to get back in it, get this momentum right, but I want you to do it with me. If you don't do it with me, I'm not going to do them. Right. So he talked me in. We spent a lot of money on this next show. It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
You know what? We're going to go into why it didn't happen, brother. I'm sorry for you.
You gotta tell
got
them
more
that,
questions and all that. But listen, we jumped back in. I had this bright idea. I said, we're going to get back in, and there's a club that we're going to go talk to, and I'm going to see it, because it's all for women. Ain't nobody going to care. I'm not going to say where the club at. I'm going to just tell y'all the location. It's over by, what street?
It's next door to Network.
Yeah, I'm going
to
leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? So we went. We had every vibe. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So we went, and we was like, yo, you know, we're going to go in here.
Beautiful club.
It's a beautiful club.
But it's an alternative club.
Yeah. So,
that's
so I'm thinking women coming, they ain't gonna care. It's, you know, it's dudes, women there, everybody will have a good time until, basically what happened was, you know,
we didn't let
the
it get
women
that far.
We didn't even get that far. The women were like, nah. I'm
and it's, you know how God give you signs that something ain't supposed to happen?
Yeah.
Now, we put probably the most intense push behind this show, like we was everywhere.
Yeah.
And we was getting a response, but the problem was that being an alternative club, and like I said, far be it from me to tell black women what they gonna do, but black women feel a certain kind of way.
Right.
They feel like if you doing a club, a show at a certain type of club, then you that way, and if you that way, you taking away what they coming to see for anyway.
Right.
So any preconceived notions they had, we was basically reinforcing stereotypes by having that club.
Right.
But we didn't know that at the time because we was just fresh back in the game.
Get back in. Right.
Exactly. But then God, being the all powerful God that He is, He says, yo,
I'm going to stop this.
The headline dude we was bringing gets to the airport, JFK.
They shut down the airport.
Somebody comes in there with a fake bomb.
He can't even leave.
The airport, so and they kept everybody at the airport, so it ain't like he could even get another flight out. He was done, so we had to shut down the show. And I never in my life, let me tell you something about my brother. He's a go-getter. Like, my brother's the type of person that I build the connections. I build relationships. That's what I do. I'm a people person. He sustains them. So for my brother to come to me, my brother came to me, he was dejected. He was feeling a certain kind of way because this is your dream now. A dream deferred only so many times before you try and give up on it.
Right.
My brother said, listen, man, if you want to keep doing the shows, Bear, you keep doing them, I'm done. I said, listen, trust me when I tell you. I had no clue about doing these shows until I dealt with you. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to let this go down like it did. And that probably was the last conversation we ever had. And ever since then, it's been beautiful. It's been a beautiful situation.
Bruh. We came up with a master plan. He came up with the silliest, brilliant idea.
I really can't tell y'all because if I say it over the air, it's going to have to be off the air because I don't want no. We're bad enough. We got copycats and we don't know who around the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I'll just tell you what we did. We had an idea of I'm not going to tell you the logistics of it. I'll just go. He said, we're going to start doing free shows. What? How do you make money off free shows? We're going to do free shows, and we're going to take our name back. So what we did was we started doing shows for nothing, giving away tickets, 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000. Our biggest show we did was our anniversary show we did at Water Street. Had 900 women in there.
900 women.
Nothing.
Women.
Crazy. Bananas flipping out.
Now remember, so he's saying 900 women. That's how many could get in.
Right.
We had to turn it away. Down the block.
We had to turn it away, man.
And after that,
it was over.
See, that's when he got the name. That's when he got the name CEO.
Yeah.
When he got the, that's why I gave him the name CEO, because I call him that regardless whether we working or not. That's the CEO. And I say that because all I did was basically push him in a certain direction. He took hold of that, and it's been beneficial ever since. And he always coming up with new ideas and new things to do with it too.
Yeah, man. Now, with that, this started off with branching off, which you started doing more security stuff, like you're doing Security the Stars. Like,
yeah.
Name some of the people that you brought in. I know one of them that you brought in was the infamous Pinky.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. She had a CD.
She got a mixtape.
Basically, what I've been doing for the last, 20 years, I started off with the radio station back at Ice Cube Black Sheep concert. The first show I ever did, bodyguarding and doing security for celebrities. But, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but that's Ab is notorious. That was the one that, back in notorious days. Basically, I've worked with just anybody that's come through Rochester that's somebody from jazz, hip-hop, R&B, anything. Just basically, I've been able to build relationships off. But I've never been able to truly exploit them until I partnered up with my brother. See, so Pinky was a footnote. My brother enjoyed that more than I did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
My brother enjoyed the Pinky trip more than I did.
I love
Pinky. And fellas, it's all real.
I just gotta say real quick, I love Pinky, man. Fuck the rumors and all that. I love. I went and saw, you know, I'm not starstruck. I said, I love your work. You are amazing.
And just for the record, they ain't talking about Pinky and the Brain, y'all.
I'm talking about
Pinky.
ATL Pinky.
Yeah, Pinky that good brain.
Pinky, listen, man. Pinky, I love you.
But basically, as the celebrities, things go. It's funny you mentioned that, too, because with all the relationships I built over the years with everybody, my brothers helped me to nurture them and become more business-minded. I'm a handshake dude. I've always been a handshake dude. My brother, like, yeah, that handshake shit played out, baby.
Sound good.
You know what I'm saying?
I need that paperwork.
Yeah, we got to make sure that guapola correct. And right. Since then, we've actually merged the companies. Now, that's my administrator now. So if the big shows, if it don't go through him, it don't happen. And it benefits us because on the back end, now that we've done that, you got to give us the opportunity to show you what we do.
We do.
And it's got to be benefits. And I'm telling you, man, we've rocked literally almost everywhere in the city. Like, with no problems, no issues, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold him down. He's going to make sure I'm straight. And now we got the new energy because it just used to be me and my brother. Brain, Sleep, Snail, and we was like the goddamn U.S. Post Office, everything. Oh. But now we got my niece, Miss Ciara Twilly, in there. And listen, new energy, new things happening. Here, I'm going to let her tell you.
Talk.
They like to put me on the spot.
That's
like
right.
That. I'm the silent assassin.
Okay.
That has a lot to do with, I have my vent out moments where I take my uncles behind doors and I want to spaz out and yell and everything else. But I bring a lot of the younger energy. I wouldn't say new energy. I bring a lot of the areas that, you know, I don't think that they're afraid to approach, but because I'm comfortable in it, I know how to approach it better. They not old.
Whoa, brother.
They not old.
whoa.
they not old, but it's easier for me to go and stand in the middle of Maxwell's because of who I am and my personality and all kind of different aspects of myself and say, yo, I'm throwing a party March 25th at Club Roar. Be there. Than it is for, you know, my Uncle Sugar Bear, the security guard. I'm not going to a security guard party. No, I'm not going to that party. Or the CEO who's known for doing male strip shows and female strip shows, for him to come out and say, I'm throwing a party, they'd be like, is it going to be strippers?
Right.
It's not going to be strippers. Then why am I coming? You know what I mean? And me, I have a lot of underground connections, I guess you could say. My father and my other uncles have been doing this for years. And me and my uncle, the CEO, we was actually sitting down one day. And I'm very money hungry. I like to shop.
She bought that paper.
So he was sitting there. He was like, yeah, you know, you can promote, put some money in, and you walk away with. And that's all I heard. Like, I the rest of it, okay. But I heard walk away with such
quote.
And such amount of money. Really? Is that how you do it? Okay, well, let me think about that for a day, for 2 seconds. So, yeah, now I'm down. I want to do whatever you need me to do. And basically, you know, me and my uncles have sat down and had a conversation where not that my uncles are getting older, but the entertainment world is changing every second of the day. So I wanted to be a situation where my uncle could walk in, you know, and just be like, yo, my niece held this down, I'm good. Like, I do it now, even at all the shows. I just want you to have a drink in your hand. Go relax. I got this. Right. I watched you long enough. I got it. I got it under control. Now, if it's something big and I can't handle it, I'll figure it out. And then when I get home, I'll ask you, like, well, I did this. Was that right? I seen you do it before, so that's why I tried to do it. But he says he's the battery. I'm the new Energizer battery. I would say that.
She's the 2K battery.
Yeah, I'm the 2K battery. I'm the one that they both looked at me. I did actually help promote it. I did a hard push for Sugar Bear's first birthday. That was the first time I actually started pushing.
Oh, man.
And Sugar Bear actually, my Uncle Sugar Bear came up to me, and I was like, look at the crowd. He came up to me and gave me the biggest hug. He was like, thank you. And I knew right then and there, between both of my uncles, him giving me a bottle, buying me a bottle, like, yo, you did your thing. And then him giving me a hug and saying, yo, thank you. This is the best birthday I ever had. I was golden. I'm here now. I'm not going nowhere.
See, what I like is just the whole family movement of the whole thing. You know what I'm just saying? Yeah. You know, most family members can't even get along, much less. But now we, you know what I'm saying? Because right. Let's keep it 100. Money's always an issue in every relationship.
Right.
You know, whether it's, you know, and family, really, you know, money will come between them. But, you know, it's just a blessing to see that, you know, y'all got this whole thing moving, man. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything else that y'all, you know, got coming up, you know, in the near future that need to know about? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, pull out the bulletin. Now, we got a lot going on. We really got a lot going on. And, like, just kind of to touch on there, what they were saying real quick. A lot of things that happen, we kind of created based on situation we were forced into. Like, even going into the Naked Nightlife thing, Naked Nightlife came up because I got ganked out of an after party. And I said, you know what? I'm about to do my own after party. I came home. It was so crazy. I came home. I'm talking. I'm bitten. Like, I can't believe it. I'm flipping. So I said, I'm going to do my own stuff. Somebody's like, yeah, I'll help you. I said, okay. So I'm just sitting there talking, blah, blah, blah. So we brainstorming names. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to call it Naked Nightlife. And it just went from there. Oh, yeah, let's move it. Next thing I know, it's on Facebook. We got pages and stuff. I just barely got the name out. But that's that energy. You know what I'm saying? She just ran with it. Okay, yeah, let's do it. Boom. Twitter, Facebook. We got Twitter pages. We got it's bananas. Like, I'm up on Facebook. But they got so much out there right now. And her team.
Yeah, I see the commercials with G.I. and doing on the Facebook and everything. So, yeah. You know, before we go into the music real quick, we want... Like, plug that. What's going on this coming up week, this event?
Okay.
You know, let us know what's going on.
We can go back. We going to knock that out. Go ahead.
So, up and coming events.
Yes.
We have officially, I have a countdown. I don't know if you guys are my friends on Facebook. I have a countdown every day, 12:01 midnight, no later. It is up. We are 7 days until Pandemonium.
Pandemonium.
7 days until Naked Nightlife's premiere, big party, come out, have fun, safe fun.
The city shut down.
Everything. Like, it's nothing else to do. I want it. There's nothing else to do but
there's
be at Naked Nightlife.
Nothing else to do.
Like, if I got to come to your house and drag you out your house to be at Naked Nightlife.
There's nothing else to do.
You need to be at Naked Nightlife's party, Pandemonium 630's birthday.
And that's at March 25th at Club Royal. March 25th, Club Roar. Everybody that's anybody that's doing their thing will be in the building. Bosses, shot callers, divas, everybody will be in the building. Advance tickets will be at On the Rocks Liquor right now.
Right.
$10 in advance. You come to that door looking for that $10 ticket, might get tough.
Or you can see it's three of us. It's a street team. Female street team.
All females.
Hustlers. Get it. Got it. Good hustlers.
Shout out to Honey.
You got Honey Daniels. You got Deja, who we were talking about. She does the Facebook versus Twitter. She can sell you your shoes.
Right.
She don't care. She don't care who you are. If you are house arrest, buy a ticket for support. I don't care. You don't got to be there. Buy the ticket. Right. She is one of those. And then you got me. I'm the social one. You know, I want you to come out and have a good time. But you got three different personalities, three grinders, all working for the same cause for everybody to come out and have fun.
That's right. And to continue the rest of the rundown, on April 20th, we are doing the mail review, our first time in Buffalo. We have just branched into Buffalo. We expanded to Buffalo. We are in the undisclosed location. We can't mention it because the owner doesn't want to mention it. But if you go to either Doris Records or On the Rocks Liquor, you can get tickets to the Buffalo show.
Records is in Buffalo.
That's in Buffalo. That'll be on the 20th. And then the 21st, we are bringing that show to Rochester, undisclosed location. You can go right down the rocks to get those tickets also. And fellas, we were talking about the Femme Fatale, April 22nd.
It's a whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And all these shows are XXX. That means they are underground. That means anything goes. That means everything's off. That means nothing stays on. That means we grab, tug, pull, slam, whatever got to go down, it goes down. If you were at...
Quotations on the slam part.
If you were at my party February 19th, you know what I'm talking about.
We pretty much got a phenomenal record so far. But see, the thing is that I want to keep going with is touching. It's a lot of motherfucking history in this room right now.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people don't understand. It's a lot of motherfucking. I'm talking about 82 Beat Street hitting the motherfucking movie theaters and niggas going to movies to see Beat Street type history.
Right.
And it only makes it better because you. Starting to do your thing with us, DJ Sean Touch. When you started out with us, now I feel like we coming full circle right now.
Right.
We at the tipping point. Me and my brother and my niece, we at the tipping point right now. And we can't go back to where we was at. Only going forward. I'll never allow us to go back. If it takes everything in my power, my brother power, my niece power, we not going back. We just going forward. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I definitely speak on behalf of all of us on Raw Radio, man. If any of y'all need us for support, future DJ, music, entertainment, hosting, just holler at us. You know, we definitely will be there for y'all.
Yeah. Liquor. Shout out to the liquor in the building. Barefoot Moscato.
I thought he was talking about it the 22nd that he was going to let me lick her. I don't know what I thought he was talking about.
It might be a little of that going on, bro.
What's up, Ev? Yo.
Anything goes. We ain't playing, man. We ain't playing.
But, you know, we're about to go into this music thing right now. Y'all more welcome to chill. You know, we'll see how we do.
Yeah.
Ev, you got anything you want to say? Are you good? Yeah, so...
Let them get their shout-outs. You know, shout-outs. You know, get shout-outs to y'all people,
son. I'm going to let Denise go first because I'm going to let my niece and my brother go first.
Yeah, they got a long list. My shout-out is real simple, man. Shout-out to all the Naked Nightlife fans, man. All the Naked Entertainment fans all together. Shout out to my team, man, Honey, Deja, you know, my uncles, they have my back 110% and vice versa. Our team real small. Shout out to Darren, who been holding us down. Shout out.
Remember when photography.
Yes, shout out to Albert, one of our newest members to Naked. Shout out, man. Shout out to everybody. Everybody that like to have a good time and enjoy themselves, man. Shout out to y'all.
I'm going to say real quick, because there's a lot of people, but I'm going to try to sum it up with one statement. I'm going to give a shout out to everybody that trusted the vision. I want to give a shout out to everybody that when I had one idea and it was a crazy idea and we ran with it and people trusted it. People trusted what I was doing. People trusted what the brand was. They trusted me with their money, time, energy, sleep, everything. And they came through and they helped build this. I am nothing without Team Naked. Team Naked, whether it's Naked Femme Fatale, Naked All Male Review, Naked Nightlife, Naked shoes, socks, sneakers, whatever.
Naked condoms is coming though. Naked condoms.
For real talk, listen.
Y'all laughing.
If anybody that's in the Naked fan club, anybody that's helped Naked, anybody that's done anything for Naked from 2005 to the day, my hat's off to y'all. Y'all the reason I'm here. I appreciate that.
Well, mine's a little bit more selective. Reason being is that, like I said, I would feel like nothing if I didn't acknowledge the history and some of the impact some of these cats in this room had with me. Sean, DJ Sean Touch, my man Marshawn, I ain't going to pull his full government out there. I want to give him a shout out. People don't understand something, man. Something happened at the job when we was at VZ Dub, and my man got let go. You know what I'm saying? This was years ago. And the look I saw on his face. Yo, when that Lil Jon song come up, talking about tear the club up, man, same situation with my brother, man, C. Daniels.
Yeah.
Like, Ev has been around me for 20 years, man, 20 years. And we still young dudes, so that tell you how far it go back. And
I'm going to tell you something. I want to give y'all a shout out, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all still doing it, man. Y'all
all
got
day.
The raw hip hop. Y'all got
day.
Real. Everybody that knows me, me and Ev have millions of debates about Rakim, KRS-One, Coogee Rap, lyricists. Like, this go back, and I get chills in my spine when I think about that. So I want to give y'all a shout out. I want to give a shout out to my brother, C. Daniels, to come as far as he. One of his biggest concerns when we started together was the fact that he felt like he didn't know if he had it in him. He didn't know if he would get to where he needed to get. And to see how far he's come, I'm going to tell you how our conversations go. Bear, this is what I got going. You want you in or not? Because if you're not doing it, I'm still doing it. What's good? What's good? It's Team Naked. But listen, that's why I called him the CEO, because I wanted him to start making decisions, not based on how anybody else felt but him. I had to literally, I have arguments about him asking me questions, and I tell him, whatever decision you make, I'm going to follow you. So this is your dream, and your dream has come to fruition. So whatever you feel, and when I say we got people all across the country that reach out to us now, like, it's a real movement. Like, he used to call it a movement a couple years ago. I said, nigga, we just do shows. I don't know if it's a movement yet. But when I tell you, we got ladies in our... Yeah, we got ladies in our fan club that are getting tattoos of our logo. We got ladies in our fan club that design clothes for us, that give us clothes, that support the shows no matter what. So it's a movement now. So if something happened to me, I know he good. If something happened to him, I know we good. Like I said, because it's just a beautiful thing to actually see it come to fruition. I want to give another shout out to my niece. Our first real show was my birthday party. And if anybody's been to our shows, me and my brother talk a lot of junk about promoting shows. We don't relax. Ever. Like, but to see the look on his face at my birthday party, January 15th, I believe it was, or something like this, January 15th, something. For them two to hold me down, like they did, show that it was going to be a beautiful start. And have over 400 people show up and show love like
it
that. It was just the start to a beautiful naked nightlife. It was just a beautiful start. And my niece's energy is it's infectious. It's contagious. She'll come to some clubs I'm at to promote, and I'll be in a bad mood because, you know, I'm holding down my security team. Shout out Feel Safe Protective Service.
Feel Safe.
You know what I'm saying? 6 years strong, too.
Let's go.
It's like, I'll be in a bad mood because it's either promoted or tried to jip me or something. She'll come in with her energy and her light. I call it her aura. She'll come in with aura, and it's contagious. I want to give a shout out, and I want to give one more shout out, and this is not no honey punny type shit. Oh, actually, shout out to Honey the Money.
Honey married to the money.
Sorry, Top Gunner. That's her new name, Top Gunner. But one more shout out I want to give. I want to drag it out. I want to give a shout out to my lady, Shelby Mitchell. Only reason I want to give a shout out to her, because when nobody else had me and my brother back, she had our back
all day,
out in the rain, giving out flyers, taking us where we need to go to put up posters, all the grassroots. Right. So I want to give a shout out. I love her, and I definitely want to thank her for holding us down. She off the bigger and better things now.
Yeah.
Oh, one footnote: my girl and my brother got the same birthday.
Yeah.
So it's always crazy. It's hard because he want naked women and she want naked niggas, but nobody want me. You know what I'm saying? So it's always a toss up. Every year I got to juggle that. I got to juggle every year. But definitely want to send a shout out to Team Naked. I don't even break it down to individual companies. Now, shout out to Deja. I wish you could be here, but listen, I want to shout out to Team Naked because y'all have made me a believer again. Because I was losing my faith in a lot of things. Being in this game so long, y'all know how grimy it is, how friends turn to enemies when it comes to money, everything. Yeah. And to see that my family is with me, got my back, and I'm back full circle with my man Sean Touch, and we got radio show Raw Radio, home of real hip hop. It's just a beautiful thing, and I want to thank y'all, man, for having us. And I definitely listen, man. It's a wrap. Listen, all I can tell you, all the listeners out there, and you're gonna have more listeners
after this.
I want y'all to listen to something real careful. Me and my brother don't make a lot of promises. You know what I'm saying? I promise y'all, this is not the last time we're going to get together, and this is not the last time we're going to have something to do, for real. So, jump on board now. Like Will Smith said, if you're not present during my struggle, don't be... If you're absent during my struggle, don't be present during my success. I'm trying to tell you. So, and that's the best way I can sum it up this year, boy. Listen, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
You wasn't with me shooting in the gym, bitch. I didn't see no layup.
Naked Entertainment, Raw Radio, Sugar Bear, C. Daniels, the CEO, Denise C.I. Twilly, Deja, Honey Married to Money, my man Darren Warwick, Naked Femme Fatale, Naked Entertainment, Naked Nightlife, Naked All Male Review.
Follow us.
Listen, man.
I thank March y'all so 25th, much, man.
Yo,
really
think, yo, listen, March 25th, Pandemonium, DJ 630, official birthday party.
Pandemonium.
Listen.
Major moves,
DJs,
let's go.
Major moves in the building. I want to thank y'all for having us, man. It's been a beautiful thing. But as y'all know, it's Sunday, and with Sunday comes Sunday dinners. So I want to hear some music. I want to rock out. I want to see what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for having us in your humble abode.
We rock with
out
the best.
Raggedy Andy. Shout out to DJ Rock. Abby Ab.
We rocking with the
enough.
Best.
Clevy. I used to call him Clevy Ab. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? So listen, thank y'all so much, man. Appreciate it.
Yo, anytime. We definitely appreciate y'all brothers, man. And we definitely going to be working with y'all in the future, man.
Yeah, man. We're going to make it happen.
So, you know. Whenever y'all trust ready, DJ Rock, you ready to get on the turns and
rock? Let's go, man.
Rock out.
Put that underground on, baby.
Let's go.
You dig?
Syndicate.
DJ Rock is about to go in.
Now
I got magic and I got poetry at my fingertips.
Like we always do about this time.
You are now about to witness the strength of
DJ Rock on the turntable.
Back in the days when it wasn't too age, before I had status and before I had a pager, you can find the abstract. Listening to hip hop, my pops used to say it reminded him of bebop. I said, well, daddy, don't you know that things go in cycles? Way that Bobby Brown is just amping like Michael. It's all expected. Things are for the looking. If you got the money, Quest is for the booking. Come on, everybody, let's get with the fly mode. Still got room on the truckload of black gold. Listen to the rhyme to get a mental picture of this black man, black woman picture. Why do I say that? Cause I gotta speak the truth, man. Doing what we feel for the music is the proof. And planet on the ground, the act is so together. Bonafide strong, you need leverage to sever. The unit, yes, the unit, yes, the unit called the Jazz is delivering each year an LP filled with street goods. You can find it on your rack in your record store. If you get the record, say your thoughts are adored and appreciated. Cause we're ever so glad we made it. We worked hard, so we gotta thank God. Dishing out the plastic, do the dance till you're spastic. If you're this, it gets drastic. Listen to the rhyme, cause it's time to make gravy. If it moves your booty, then shake it, baby. All the way to Africa, aka the motherland. Stick out the left, then I'll ask for the other hand. That's the right hand, black man. Only if you are noted as my man. If I get the credit, then I think I deserve it. If you're fake news, don't fix your mouth to word it. Get in the zone of positivity, not negativity. Cause we gotta strive for longevity. If you botch up, what's in that? What? A pair of Nike size 10. Let me tell you about the snakes, the fakes, the lies, the highs, and all of these appreciate things.
Syndicate,
if you take a shit, they want to know. And if you're gonna fall, they won't be around, y'all. So you still wanna do the show business? And you think that you got what it takes? I mean, you really gotta rap and be all that. And prepare yourself for the breaks. Check it out. You wanna be in the business?
The business.
The ups and downs with the hoes.
The business.
Getting funny on at shows.
The business.
People gotta stick their nose.
In the business.
Yo, I gotta speak on the cesspool. It's the rap industry and it ain't that cool. Only if you're on stage or if you're speaking to your people. Ain't no one you equal, especially on the industry side. Don't let the games just glide right through your fingers. You gotta know the deal. So Lord Jamal, speak, because
we're giving you the business and putting on a show. You're a $1 million man that ain't got no dough, but you gotta hope. Tickets backstage to a show. Sedated, and at that fact, they later. Time passing, your ass say, where's my loot? The reply is a kick in the ass from a leg in a boot. All you wanna do is taste the fruit, but in the back to make a fruit juice. You ask for slack and wanna get cut loose from the label. Not able, cause you sign at the table for a pretty cash advance. Now they got a song and dance that you didn't recoup. More soup with your meal, cause this is the real when you get a record deal. And I say, look what the cat hauled in. It's Fife Dog from a Tribe Called Quest. Let me begin like Chutney. I got so much trouble on my mind about these no-talent artists getting signed. They can't rhyme. And if that ain't bad, you got bootleggers going out like suckers. Motherfuckers, feel it's time that I let loose the lion. And if not that, then I'll commence the head flying. Seems you're 91, everybody wanna rhyme. And then you go and sell my tape for only $5.99. Please, nigga, I worked too hard for this. No more will I take the booty end of the stick. Bogus. your lyrics is butt. Do you want to be in the business?
The
business can't walk straight line. And
the
some
business.
Of these brothers can't rhyme. And
hey, yo, I'm trying to get mine.
The business. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Lyrics to go.
Please don't make the nation nation. Rebel party party, you create the nation station. Mind hit the pit, different diplomation. Microphone is on, so I cross communication. Vogel at the party, then you got the vogelation. Capitate the full show as if my name is Jason. Making all the fellas at the party lose composure. Hook up the beat with the mic and it's over. Try to request me on the run for whatever. Trials and tribulations that we have to endeavor. Brothers on my silo, it's a letter to the better. If you see your shorty that you like in your sweater. Silly with the microphone, in other words, I'm loco. 6'0" with my height, complexion cocoa. Representing over mic, it seems to be my daily. I could do a split and turn around like Devil Daily. But when it comes to days like this, I got lyrics to go. Lyrics to go.
Come on,
I know it's been 2 years, but see the job was never falling. Would've tried for singing, but that stuff was not my calling. The mic is in effect, so you know I'm never stalling. Walking through the door and all them suckers started rolling. Talk a lot of trash, but no one could seem to beat it. Pull out your microphone and watch the fight for make you eat it. The MCs, they get jelly when the girlies on my belly. Take a slow dance like my brother R. Kelly. Today's a hip-hop draft, will I be top-seeded? Work too friggin' hard while all the rest were getting weeded. Steady kicking style so I can reach that other level. Don't worry about getting gas, I push the pedal to the metal. Always wanted this cause it surely beats a scramble. I'm Jordan with the mic, wanna gamble? This I dedicate to all the honeys that be bubbling. Cause at the end of the night you know Malik will have his Trojans. But when it comes to nights like this, I got lyrics to go. Right now, beast of the east on them seeds. I have a feast. I eat that ass like quiche, crack a smile like Shanice. Shit out Jamaica scene, Jamaica Queens, but you can find me out in Georgia or anywhere in between. Now, if my partners don't look good, Malik won't look good. If Malik don't look good, the quest won't look good. If the quest don't look good, the Queens won't look good. But since the sounds are universal, New York won't look good. Get your fight, losing a battle. Come on, get off it. Put down the microphone, son. Surrender forfeit. Did I hear something about a crew? What they want to do, you better call Mr. Babyface so he can bring out the cool in you. Or it'll be a sad love song being sung by Tony Braxton. And I'll dissect you like a fraction. Or you want to be Top Cat MCs, I'll pop you like a zit. You want to be the champion, more like Chief some shit. Big up myself every time when it comes to this. MCs be running scared every day watching an exorcist. I kick more game than a crackhead from Hempstead. My style's a milk, man, you think that I was breastfed. You know the steeler when the dicky dog is on the scene. I dedicate this to all the MCs out of Queens. That goes for Onyx, LL, Run DMC. Canelli, Nasty Nas, and the extra B. You need a charge up and down, man, ain't no other. Enough respect to all my beats that made the album cover. Yo, Tip, don't worry none, you know I get the party jumping. Get on the mic and break them off a little something. Yo, Tip, don't worry none, you know I get the party jumping. Get on the mic, my man, and break them off a little something.
Syndicate, 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 syndicate.
The valleys of time are always on my beat. At least the beat will combine. The calluses and claws with a funky baseline. You wrote me under, holding on the treble, putting up and down like a UNLV rebel. The answer be ambitious, for we really dig acoustics. Can't be too much slacking, not too much packing. You must contain the neck, at least predict your hips and back. Your feet will be infectious, so at least realize the fact. The rhythms are inserted and the nerves can be converted. This ain't rock and roll, cause the rap is in control. If you're a mega star, will you buy you a car? I'd rather go get footing, for Prince I will be putting. All over the earth, we can get there first. Now that we are in it, for Prince will be a printed. So if you recognize them, you can try to size them. They'll probably be the ones with the size time flying. All over the field, you don't have to yield. If you want protection, you can hop behind a shield. If you really need to rock, look, we walk while we talk as we stomp up through the block. Hand in hand, cross the land as Muhammad crossed the fade. It's a tribe who meanders, precious like a jade. It's an art, be a arch, miles of ground they're placed upon. The mind will unwind, it will soar through beyond. Catch the track, track by track, hit a map to track a trail. You will find yourself behind, but our map does not prevail. See the levels peaking as the rhythms keep the screeching. A quest, so yes, a quest inside the jam, I will keep preaching. The point, oh yes, the break, because it's closer, yes, so far. The liveliness is lean as we scoot across the scar. We are bulging, I'm indulging in a rat-a-tat-tat explanation. Fold the line is at the river back. Keep it wide, wide and deep. You can dig it in a tree, but dig it in the ground, because your footprint down.
Syndicate, 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 syndicate.
Action peoples, can I dominate? My rhymes are harder than last night's. Don't blame it close. I have this mic up in your midsection. My shit's up, simply meaning that my joint is tight. Amping up the mic, making sure production's tight. Sometimes I might catch a severe case of rider's block, but by the end of
you're on point fight. Once again, tip. 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 Watch me bust a f***ing. Fellas good for the moolah. Don't smoke no rulers. We the men, call me Slick Tim the ruler.
man, Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. Perceptions on my mind pulled the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop rhymes cause you couldn't relate.
You let yourself
be
set.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself be set.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself be set.
Insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I run a pound of Wu-Tang until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
I read you're not a road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella, swinging F in my G. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just elope. Let me take the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass track is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice. It ain't nothing nice.
Jerkers. Niggas step back, it's the lyrical worker. The points that I create ain't in paperback books. The points that I create are for hookers and the crooks. My mental is excelling cause I dabble in the books. I'm not the one in the front on, so sub up, sub ups. Yo, I guess the pickings, I'm such a damn dickens. If this step to this, then the block just thickens. I run you around the track like a bunny and a dog. To me, you're just another MC on the wall. A link in the chain, fluid on the brain. I boast of hype lyrics, and yours are mundane. See, I can't maintain, especially if you come back. I'm the lyrical master blaster, yeah. Yeah, I could do that. I could also do your girl, so leave the hoe at home. Cause when I get done, I have a strong arm bones. It's the no joke pressure that elevates my mind. Make it tick up and go when it's time to drop my rhymes. My title is dropped, the abstract poetic. I'm in the idle mode, but my energy's kinetic. So smooth and debonair, special for the air. Gotta keep my thing in gear, cause it's evident and clear that I will rock on a rock.
Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Hey, yo, Bo knows this.
What?
And Bo knows that.
What?
But Bo don't know jack.
did it. So don't violate or you're getting violated. The hip hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the sound.
Watch as I combine all the truth from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. Now bragging, try to reap a mind, just imagine. Hope can build, marriage necessary. When digging into my library. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do still like the one pizza toss. All over the track, man. Proud of me, as I come back.
Here in 1996, what's the scenario remix? Whereas there are seven MCs, six which are in physical form, one which is in spiritual essence, and he goes by the name of the...
Check the well, hope that there's a gig, God effing
shit.
I like buckshots, put madman, I rip up stages, lay down your way, sound wild like Larry Davis. Extra, extra, pick up a clip, I tear ass out the frame, and grab my dick. All around, sound a robot kid, I drop bombs, I'm rugged and deadly, so I shit on a penny. A baseball bat, I'm bastard, I'm bad news, I'm crazy and clever, cut those approves. I'm deaf on a phono, my skills are pono. You say, oh no, you bitch ass homo. I bag up weight, electrifying, I'm prime time, I swore up slime. I'm the greatest of all time, sick ass cover, nasty ass nigga, pump slugs in your face, and jump an ass in the river. 2 cans in a bucket, fucking kick the can. Say what, I'm a bad, bad man.
Quick as how I flip from the tip of the lip, punching out hits like Gladys Knight in the pips. The 5 foot assassin has just raided your area. Your booty rounds are whacking, that's the reason I ain't hearing you. So, roll up the red carpet, cause I'm getting this. Vanilla Ice Platinum? That shit's ridiculous. Excuse my French, but profanity is all I knew. And do you other sellouts, or your FQ2, and let it be known, I'm not the one to step to. You better fall and D-Nice to your rescue. Freestyle fanatic, probably the best around. As for corny MC, like Chuck D, I shut him down. The article dawn of hip hop, and I won't stop. The 5 foot assassin has come to wreck nut shop. So do like Michael Jackson and remember the time. Put on your dance and choose a song, cause you sure can't rhyme.
Big up, big up, enter new identity. Next one says something, call your boss to me. What does it take to check a technique?
Many styles, many styles.
Hostile heat brings burst to energy. Mallow in the dance is the new identity. 1, 2, mic check, select for the roughnecks. At 10 to 1 bet, I come correct. And my cyphers are blocked, I bring box to connect with nuts. So I can throw dreadlocks. Maintain the rock,
don't stop the rock.
Maintain the block,
don't stop the rock.
Kick it right then, I watch it not. I would box thunder, but fear is fierce. So Steve Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah.
Steve Brown, are we in the clear?
Yeah, make it moves, y'all.
Moves, y'all.
On and on and on.
Check it out.
To the break of dawn.
Who's that?
Just one of the L-O-N-S. And I drive for quest.
East Coast
to West. Remix mad kick. More than Metallica. Tall and tall like the Battlestar Galactica. Yeah, Ben Scarvin. Robin Compton.
People all over the world.
I'm crafting.
Itty bitty girl, caught her up and she made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand, spitting hot shit, trying to see grands. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other space and not the evil eye. Acting like grown ups, don't even try to hide, cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do head, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can't rhyme, but you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Check it,
check it. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Check it, check it, look at me.
Check it, look at me. Check it, check it,
yo, yo, yo.
Yo, such a vibrant thing, vibrant.
Hello, my man, going to every place with the
like gems. Sit down, Indian styles, recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JV's on the promo. Am I never asking us to get the paper, paper? Now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential presses who invade the air. Hold up for a second, son, cause we almost there. You can be a black man or lose all your soul. You can be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my shit is universal. If you got knowledge of color or doubt myself, see, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. They're cute at that. So do that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Do that, do that, do that, that, that. Do that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back, cause they're wet niggas. So run and tell the others, cause we are the brothers. I learned how to build bikes in my workshop class. So give me the sword and let's not make it to last.
We on a war tour with Muhammad, my man. Going each and every place with the mic in their hand. Chinatown, Spokane, London, Tokyo. We on a war tour with Muhammad, my man. Going each and every place with the mic in their hand. Houston, Delaware, D.C., Dallas.
Back in 89, I simply slid into place. Buddy, 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 all up. So a lot of kids was busting rhymes, but they had no taste. Some tech quest was whack. I have a quest to have a mic in my hand. Without that, it's like kryptonite and Superman. So shall he come in with the sugar cuts? Wiped off my name, but on so much. When was the last time you heard the Viper sloppy? Lyrics anonymous, you never hear me copy. Top notch, baby, never coming less. Sky's the limit, you got to believe up in quest. Sit back, relax, get up off the path. If not that, here's a dance floor, come move that ass. Non-believers, you can check the stats. I run with Shaheed and the brother Abstract. Niggas know the time when Quest is in the jam. I never let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more hits than the Braves and the Yankees. Living mad fat like a oversized Bambi. The wackest crews try to diss, it makes me laugh. With my track record longer than a DC-20 aircraft. So next time that you think you want something here, make something different, take that garbage to say. Of the poets, I'm the number 7 pick. Licks, 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 boy, on your backside. Licks, 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 boy, on your backside. Listen to the beat of Shaheed, let's it glide. Tip to earthly body, heaven's on my side. Even in Santa Domingo, and I got a gringo. We got Mike's friend, Rigo. Know a little nigga who can rhyme when you ask me. Short, dark, the plus his voice is fast.
Like, one for the trouble, two for the bass. You know the style tip, it's time to flip this. I like my beats hard like Judeo shit. Steady eating booty MCs like cheesecakes. My man, I'll be sure he's in effect mode. Used to have a crush on doing for men vote. It's not like Honey Dick would want to get with me, but just in case I own my condom, then see your seat. Now the formula is this, me tipping Ali. For those who can't count, it goes 1, 2, 3. The
Instagram random.
A big up is who I be. Brothers find it hard to do, but never me. Some brothers try to dip for Malik. You see him bitching me, not care about them BBMC. But shit is hitting. Trini Gladiator, anti-hesitator. Shaheed push the Vader. From here to Grenada. Mr. Energetic, who me sound pathetic. When's the last time you heard a funky diabetic?
Syndicate.
team present fitting. It was I as an abstract.
And me the footer. I kicks the down, step off the footer.
Yo, fight, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got to run
okay.
The pigeon.
You're on point five.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point five.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point five.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer because you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You be a fool to reply the fight was not the man. Because you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Because I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next to none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training because I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the vibe.
On the boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the Abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers wrote the Zack.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fire routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Wicked company people are shady. So kids, watch your back, because I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act. Look at the better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the girl and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop if you call it Captain Scott.
Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move this, you confused it. Should I just sit down? Come on, tell me
messing me up my whole head, teasing me just like Tita did Martin. Now look at what you starting. Cool boy crushing it in on the hush, the whole world see it, but you can't. My peoples they complain, sit and rave and rant.
Come on.
Your name is out my mouth like an ancient chant. Got me like a dog as a paws and pant.
Speaking of which, got a leash and a wish just to rock you, miss. Make a militant move, beat my strategy.
What?
End of the day, you're not mad at me. Not dealing with nobody, now that's what you told me.
What?
I said, hey, yo, it's cool, we could just be friendly. Cause yo, picture me messing it up. Her mind not corrupt with the LC cups. Shit. I'm on my J.O.
Come on.
Bullshit and hoping that the day goes slow.
Wow.
Got me like a friend, what confuses me though? It's kisses when we breathe, tell me what's the deal, yo. Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move then you confuse things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way. Now you caught my heart for the evening. Kiss my cheek, move then you confuse things. Should I just sit out or come harder? Help me find my way.
Now why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Making things for me towards you harder. Killing me just when I think we there. You douse the whole vibe and the toast in the air. Telling me about next man, but next man ain't the nigga with the plans. Who got your heart in mind? It's about time that you just unwind.
Come on.
And let it just happen, make it front free. Just sweat me like money pan me. Digging you, getting inside of your steam.
What?
It's the quest cat keeping you company. Forever or however you want it.
Word. Now wait a minute, ma, before you dead it to the curb.
Yeah.
Try to make your punches, which is good, not the herd. But it ain't me, and I ain't blurred. I'ma still just chill with you. Maybe things could change if you change your view.
Come on.
If not, then I guess it is cool. Just keep to yourself in the vibe by the groove, right?
Check it out now.
Work it out now.
Check it out now.
Right there now.
kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Well, I'm gone.
Can I kick it? To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. Well, what do you know? My wallet, I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers. Had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man.
Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter. Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter. Car starts to scatter. Breaking on out. We was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and 3 more going. We get back and there was no slack. 90 Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, all right, Chip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack for Shaheed. We gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Y'all ready for this?
DJ Rock is about to go in.
I got magic and I got poetry at my fingertips.
Like we always do about this time.
You are now about to witness the strength of
DJ Rock on the turntable.
Back in the day, was Eric B. for president. Rude boy composer, step to me, you're over. Brothers wanna flex, you're not Mad Cobra. MC Short and Black, there ain't no other. Trini born bad like Nia Long's grandmother. Tipping shot at all that, pipe dog ditto. Honey, tell your man to chill, or else you'll be a widow. Widow. Did not you know that my style's a top dollar? The 5 foot assassin, I can fleas off his collar. Hip hop scholar, since me and he had you a duck. Duck. The hide of Muggsy Bogues, complexion of a hockey puck. You better ask somebody on how we flip the script. Come to a tribe show and watch the three kids rip.
Queens is in the house, represent
get tickets to see me. We work for the paper, so there'll never be a beanie. Lyrics are abundant, cause we got it by the mass. He goes on. Jazz, Jazz, Villa on the pitch. Curveball, catch it. I think I got it. Just move while I latch it. Right, right. Now I must move with the thickness. Here comes Shahid, so we must bear the witness.
Come on. Cheers. Gotta feel the vibe. Word for my creation. If the hands clap, clap, I'm filled with elation. Here I am, ghetto, full with a lot of steam. I think I gotta scream. Cause that's how good it feels, child. Let your head down. So we could get buck wild. Do your ill dance. Go think about the next man. We must have unity. And think of the bigger plan. The vision we will fall. We must stick together. See, I like to take this time to say what's up to Cool G. The name is Q-Tip. The Midnight Marauder. Give enough respects to Africa Bambaataa. As a man in the world, I must do my job. Take care of Mama Duke. I won't resort to rob. Bob, you get your dough. Mace is my witness. Obsessed with the rap. But it's the mental fitness. Like shooting CeeLo. And always hitting head cracks. The industry is luck. Winning with the fake raps. Peace to the crews. Pump the real hip hop. Not selling out. From hard rock to disc jock.
I don't know what to say. But here I go freaking. If the papes come, then you know I'll seek it. I'm just a short brother. Dark skin face. Weigh a buck 50. 36 waist. Hair is crazy curly. Flip like Mr. Furley. To this day, I still believe that no MC can serve me. Others try to front, but everybody know. I get more props than the Arsenio Hall. Show party animal I was, but now I chill at home. All I do is write rhymes, eat, drink, shit, and bone. Find my thrill in Amityville. I'm always in the island, fudging lucky, know the time. They know who keeps me smiling. Go out on my own, something that I gotta do. Do what the hell I want and have no one to listen to. I'm prompt with my business and I do things on the double. Yo, I'm out like Busta Douglas. I say peace to MC Trouble. Rest in peace.
Word up. Rest in peace. You know what else? We got the vibe. All the people in Long Island, we got the vibe. Brooklyn and Queens, we got the vibe. Uptown and our room.
This is Raw Radio.
1988, senior year at Garvey High. Where all the guys were corny, but the girls were mad fly. Lounging with the tipster, cooling with shy. Scoping out the honeys, they know who they are. I was the b-ball playing, fly rhyme saying, fly girl getting, but never was I sweating. Cause when it came to honeys, I would go on a stroke. Until I met my match, her name was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flo was good to go. Cause I thought it was me, like Belle Biv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank and trying to juice me for my banks. Swinging with my main man, Lucky, behind my back. What type of crap is that? Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems, I've met my match. I was a stone cold lover. You couldn't tell me that. Settling down with one girl, wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, what? Tracy used to love them, leave them, skeeze them, tease them, find them, lose them, also abuse them. My whole attitude was new day, next hunt. And believe it or not, they all got done. But here comes Flo with the crazy whip appeal. And I'm all too man, like Alexander O'Neal. Is this really love? Then again, how would I know? After all this time, trying to be a super host. She finally played me, but yo, I'd find another. Cause I've got the crazy game, and yo, I'm smooth like butter.
It's like the rhyme, and it's like butter. It's like butter. It's like butter, it's like butter, it's like butter, it's like
syndicate,
on the motor. Use the coast in the morning to avoid the funky odor. Can't help being funky, I'm the funky abstract brother. Funky in the sense, but I play the undercover. Once had a fetish for some booty. Now I'm getting funky in my rapping, that's my duty. Brothers tend to jock on a style in particular. If you got the ego like some brothers, then I'll get with you. But if I don't pursue, then I just don't give a. My motto in the 90s is be happy making ducks. Girls love the gym because it causes crazy friction. When it goes up in, it fluctuates the addiction. I still understand the oof, cause that's what I'm at it for. I'm hooked on the swing, so just call me the music whore. Women love the voice, brothers dig the lyrics. Quest of people's choice, we thriving for the spirit. If you can't hear it, then get the wax utensils. Write my rhyme straight up, don't hit with no fancy stencil. The rhymes be getting sweet, we stay away from talk. A perfectionist at work, perking up the art.
If you want to battle, I suggest you check your clock. Your demise is coming up, and I want your man to watch. Be the prime example, a deeper still the sample. Insignificance, here I place you on the mantle. Born up in Harlem, reside now in Jamaica. The girl I used to rock, her mom's was a Quaker. And what does that make her? The evil money taker, the crazy move faker. I use that to break her. Fife is in the house. Uncle Mike is in the house. Rob Power is in the house. Simulacrum is in the house. Wise Men is in the house. The Brand New is in the house. The JPs, they in the house. And they
third firm and young with a laid back tongue. The aim is to succeed and achieve at 21. Just like Ringling Brothers, our days in a sound. Captivate the masters, the pros is profound. Do it for the strong, we do it for the meek. Booming in your booming in your booming in your Jeep, or your Honda, or your Beamer, or your Legend, or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along, trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fist. For we put hip hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic. So low key that you probably missed it. But yet it's so loud that it stands in the crowd. When the guy takes the beat, they bowed. So raise up, squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the cool out breed. The cool out to the music, cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all the groovy things. Like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work, or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head, cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher. And after the horns, you can check out the viper.
Sideways, but competition they must come straight way. Competition them try to come sideways, but competition them. Microphone check 1 2. What is this? The 5 foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat Arsenio to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanna diss the Pfeiffer, but you still don't know the half. I sport new balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing around with this against the size of the I never have stuff, cause I'm not a half stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is special, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk the streets, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to like go all out. Some might even say you're shorty black, you're bugging out.
Zulu Nation, mother's last creation. Minds get flooded. Ejaculation right on the 2-inch tape. The abstract poet incognito runs the cape. Not the best, not the worst. And occasionally I curse to get my point across. So bust the floors as I go in between the grit and the dirt. Listen to the mission, listen, missions I do work. As I crack the monotone, chilling up the jazz. So get your own. Smoking R&B cause they try to dupe me. Or the best of the back, but they can't do rap. For it's abstract, original. You can't get your own, and that's pitiful. I know I'd be the man if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's bug.
Yes, indeed. Reverend Flavius Walker in the house. Evie Ave, bring you nothing but fresh music. DJ Rotten.
Yeah. It was about time, y'all. We have been talking about it for a long time, so I gave y'all the Tribe Called Quest set. I ain't even gonna run through. This is too much of nothing. Y'all look up on the damn.
You already know what
the
it
page.
Is.
Man. Yeah, you know what it is. You know what it is. Last song we played was Bugging Out, obviously. You know, but yeah, we here. We still live. We still fresh doing what we do. Appreciate everybody that's been listening, everybody that's been downloading, everybody that's been, you know, just listening from the website and all that. You know, we appreciate everything. Still keeping them numbers high, you know, so it's time to do it again. Like we do, like we always do about this time. You know what I mean? So, don't forget though, if you haven't already, which it should be by now, because it's not yet, you're just late in the game. The Facebook page, facebook.com/raw, no, facebook.com/groups. facebook.com/rawradioonline. It's the Facebook group page. Join the group. You know, if you can't join in, we'll let you in. We let everybody in. You know, it's all good. So just join the Facebook group page to get all our updates and everything. Interact with us. You know, comment. You know, let us know what you like. Let us know what you'd like to see more of. You know, let us know what you'd like to see less of. You know, everything. You know, all your comments and feedback, you know, right there in the Raw Radio Facebook group page. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, it's at Raw Radio Mix Show. That's our Twitter account for the Raw Radio Mix Show itself, as well as our email for you up-and-coming, aspiring, hot rappers that have bars and lyrics and songs and actual, like, good concepts. Shout out to Blue Legacy. Shout out to Hop. Shout out to Simone Arabia. Shout out to Sniff. You know, people like that. You got hot music, you can hit us up at Raw Radio. Well, I said at Raw Radio. RawRadioOnline@gmail.com. That's RawRadioOnline@gmail.com. That's the email address for submissions. You know, if you want to send us some drops, if you need us to do some drops for you, if you want to holler at us about doing, you know, your next event, your next party, whatever it may be, just that's the more personal interaction, you know, on a business tip. You know, RawRadioOnline@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Twitter personally, at The Real DJ Rock. That's at The Real DJ ROC. Hit up DJ Sean Touch at.
That's DJ Sean Touch at Twitter. You know, DJ SHAWNTOUCH at Twitter. You know what I mean? Or hit me up at DJ Sean Touch on the Facebook page. You heard me.
And you can find me at your local strip bar. No, you can hit me up at Arrogance21 on Twitter, on Facebook, Andy Rose/Raggedy Andy. You know, you can find me in the streets. You know, I'm worldwide, man. I'm probably in your city right now as we speak, man. You know, I don't keep it local. Unlike some other people, you know, I'm worldwide, man. I'm on a world tour. You know, when the songs you heard in that set, you know what I mean? FBF, tell them how we do.
Yeah, man, we international, man. You know, you got these local cats running their mouth. That's why you're still local. You know what I'm saying? Ain't been nowhere. Can't tell you about nowhere else. We talk it because we did it. We did it. That's why we talk it. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to go into details about nothing. You know, and then coming to a theater near you, you know, we'll be DJing in other cities. You know, and if not DJing, then we'll be partying in other cities. You know what I mean? Some of the fans that we got in other places, we're going to be there and we will link up and we'll do it like that. You know what I mean? Because we're international players.
You already know. This is what we do each and every week. Raw Radio at its best. Nothing but quality, not quantity. You know what I'm saying? Give me nothing but the flavorful hits. From 585 to worldwide, that's how we do. Please believe it.
Nigga, that local nigga stay local, nigga. That's why you local.
I will lose a friendship. Let me stop. Spoofing the funk flex bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this is the March Madness edition of Raw Radio.
I know what you do over at that other station. Rock, cut the music. Drop the beat, Rock.
Anyway, yeah, but that's how it goes down.
We got real turntables up in here. You know, can I get a Ziggy Ziggy or something just to show you what time it is? You know,
let me put the mic down first.
You know, we got real turntables, real mixing, real DJing, real skills.
Yes.
You know, real flavor, real niggas, real street dudes, yes, real freshness. You know what I'm saying? No corniness here. There's no corniness up in here. There's no Pavarianism up in here. You know,
no
cats
boy,
talk it
no
but
fuckery.
Never lived it. You hear that? You hear that?
Right.
So you hear that? Scratching. You know, we all got cars. We all got jobs. We all got homes. We all got girls.
Cribs.
You know, we don't shack on nobody else and front like the Kool-Aid is very sweet when we don't bring nothing to the table. You know, you got some clowns out there, don't own nothing, ain't got nothing, but trying to talk a lot of something. What do you got? You know, nothing. That's why we do this for fun. This is just something on the side.
I love being around my humble family right here, man. This is humbleness right here at its best. Doing what we do, you know what I mean? Pow, 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 let's go.
Nah, we just bug it out, man. You know what I'm saying? The music in the background speaks for itself, man. You know what I mean? But you know, the only thing I like to say, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery, man.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, it's a lot of imitation going on around here, man. You know, I'm not calling nobody specific, but you know, it's in all realms. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of us, you know, we do little, you know, internet blogs and stuff, and people, you know, kind of, you know, trying to ride the coattails of that. You know, we see people imitating what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? We're going to do what we do because, you know, this is our lane and we just giving it to the fans the way they want it, man. You know what I mean? But thanks for listening, you know what I mean?
And not to send any shots, but
Bullet!
And speaking of internet blogs, Mr. Raggedy Andy himself, would you like to drop that other jewel about the Raggedy Review for the people? Let them know. Let them know about the Raggedy Review. It's so,
I mean,
raggedy.
If you know, you hit me on Twitter, you follow me, you know what I'm saying? Follow, you know, Arrogant21. Or if you, you know, follow, you know, the Raw Radio Mix Show, you know. Or if you follow Raw Radio on Facebook, you'll periodically see a blog by Raggedy Andy, you know, the Raggedy Report, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, check that out. You know, it gives you the hip-hop news, you know. It's just a better way of, you know, giving you the news rather than having, you know, a million posts and everything. It looks a little cleaner to me, and it gives you the opportunity to, you know, search and look when you want to look, you know, rather than, you know, me just force feeding it to you. You know, I just, you know, post the, you know, the blog, and then you can check it out yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Big Ghost, you know, Big Ghost Face, because, you know, he's the one that, you know, kind of had me, you know, figure out that that's, you know, the movement that I should have made. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Sha Polo too as well, who has his, you know, B-Boy blog as well. You know, check that out too.
Damn, homie. And in the back, he was the man, homie. What the fuck happened to you?
What happened to you?
As we continue on Raw Radio, this is what we do. DJ Sean Tuz Rock, Abby Ab, Raggedy Andy. That's what we do. Now we're going to come back with some more music for you and yours. So don't go nowhere, you heard me?